New Arkansas assistant coach and recruiting coordinator for the Baseball Hogs, Tony Vitello, joins us. Tony, first off, welcome to Arkansas.
Thank you. I appreciate it. To say I'm excited is an understatement, and I'm looking forward to becoming a part of this whole deal.
Tony, why leave TCU and come to the University of Arkansas?
Well, I see it kind of as an opportunity and a challenge. I mean, first off, an opportunity to learn from somebody that I actually kind of looked up to when I was a player at Missouri, watching Dave Van Horn coach at Nebraska, and everyone in Arkansas probably knows what he did with that program up there. And then secondly, it's just a challenge. I mean, one reason you either compete as an athlete or as a coach is to, welcome on challenges. And everyone knows the SEC is about as big of a challenge as there is out there in any sport. So kind of a two-part reason, along with some others. I'm a little bit closer to family, but those are the two main ones.
Talk about the University of Arkansas and its baseball program and what it has to offer recruits.
Well, I think it's got everything. I mean, I'm staring right out at the stadium right now, and I don't know if there is a better stadium in the country. I haven't been in it. Now, I know I'll be, in the SEC traveling around to some remarkable places, but this is right up there with them. But it also, welcomes kids into a complete college experience with, a perfect college town in Fayetteville. You can get a good degree. And then, again, right back to what I was saying with the SEC, you find out what you can and can't do as an athlete when you get to compete in this conference.
Tony, talk about the difficulty in recruiting baseball athletes. And I guess, is it fun for you? Because you're known as one of those top recruiters in the country, just like Todd Butler was, who left to take on the job at Wichita State as head coach. But what is it about recruiting baseball that, I guess, drives you, motivates you?
Sure. Well, no, it is fun. It is enjoyable to me, although I'll tell you, it's not fun when you go against Todd Butler when he's wearing Arkansas stuff. That's a that's a tough combo, but hopefully we can keep it rolling here in that category. And I enjoy going and watching baseball, really enjoy meeting the families and kind of finding out which kid will be best for your particular place. To me, it's all about finding a good match. I will say the one thing that's the most uncomfortable thing to do is to sit down and talk finances, because the 11.7 scholarships just kind of makes it a real difficult conversation when you really, really want someone to be a part of what you have going on, but there's only so much you can give in return.
We've kind of discussed that amongst ourselves and amongst our listeners. I think it's time the NCAA does something with scholarships specifically for baseball.
No doubt. And you look at what baseball has become. I mean, once the playoffs start, everyone watched the Hogs all the way, in Omaha and success in Omaha last year. And then, of course, they were on national television this year up in that Manhattan regional. But any channel you turn on that's got sports involved this time of year or last month, you see baseball, college baseball. So it's become a revenue sport, and a lot of programs are drawing a lot of fans. So I do think it is time that the NCAA recognizes what college baseball is doing, nationally wide for all these universities. And, in exchange, these kids should be getting a little more help financially.
Tony, I don't want to be the pitch guy for you or put words into your mouth, but will you use the fact that the SEC has had five different teams playing for a national championship over the last, 7 years in Omaha as part of the pitch to get a player to try to come to Arkansas?
No question, and it's office moving day for me, so I haven't really settled in here. But at the same time, I have talked to several kids on the phone or via email about my new job here at Arkansas and trying to get them to Arkansas, whether it be on a visit or even committing. And the analogy I use is football. A few years back, really separated themselves from the rest of the country as it relates to what the SEC can do and winning national championships and going to BCS bowl games. And I think baseball has slowly followed. I can't speak for the other sports, but, playing in another conference this past year, it's a difference. There is a difference. And, most of the kids that want to compete at the highest level are going to see that.
Aside from recruiting, what can you bring to the Razorback program?
That's a good question. I'm Italian, so hopefully some loyalty to everyone else that's here, because there's no question the foundation that's been laid and the tradition that's here is pretty tough to match by any program across the country. So that, I'd say, would be number one. Number two would be energy. I am fairly young and I'm still single. So if one of these guys wants to get some work in, you know, at 8 a.m. or 8 p.m., I'm more than willing to do that. I don't, especially when you match up against the other SEC coaches, I don't think I'm a, you know, bigger expert at one certain area than any other coach in the SEC, but I've always tried to make up for anything like that with a little extra hustle. So at the very least, I think I can bring those things. And like I said, I just want to be one cog in the whole machine that's been going pretty strong here for quite a while.
And, Tony, going pretty strong. Arkansas fans a little disappointed this year with the way the season ended after having success last year and making it to Omaha. That's always the goal, and I'm sure that Dave Van Horn has talked to you quite a bit about that.
Yeah, he's made it very clear, and it's awesome because as an outsider, you know, someone who was born and raised in St. Louis, a team that does what Arkansas this year, you know, did, it's a tremendous year to me. But then when you break it down to what the expectations are here, you know, with the Arkansas fans and the program itself, they're higher. And I think that's awesome. Like I mentioned earlier, to me, that's a challenge. It's not something, it's extraordinary. It's not something that's ordinary across the country to have goals and standards like that. So, you know, you can call it pressure, you can call it whatever you want, but the bottom line is I think I'm fortunate to be a part of a place that literally expects to be in Omaha, you know, whether it be every year or every other year.
Tony, learn how to call the Hogs and you'll fit right in.
I'm all for it, man. I appreciate it. I'm as excited as I can be.
All right, Tony. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.